Let's talk important aura that the Gemara tells us on the pasuk of a kesef nosen loch v'om lasis b'em katoiv b'einecha. That's when Achashverosh sold us all away. So the Gemara says, Moshel Achashverosh v'om l'ma'a dovadoyma. You had two people. One person had a big mound of dirt in his yard and he wanted to tow it away and was prepared to pay money to get rid of it. Another person had a huge bar, a charitz, in his tzada, and he wanted to fill it up, and he was prepared to pay for somebody to bring dirt and fill it up. So each one was happy just to get the job done without any money. Sure, you take the dirt, fill up the mound, everybody's happy. That's what it meant over here. That a kesef nosen loch, when Achashverosh said to Haman, a kesef nosen loch means I'm happy to do it without any money. This was a big tail, a mound of dirt. This is how he perceived Am Yisrael, as a big pile of dirt, something extra he doesn't need, he wants it carted away. And Haman perceived them also as a pile of dirt, but he has a bar and he wants the dirt and he wants to fill up his bar with that. So they made a deal with that money. Each are happy. This is the Gemara's mashal of Achashverosh v'Haman and l'ma'a dovadoyma. And the obvious shaila is that Bishlom how Achashverosh perceives Am Yisrael as a tail gavoya in his soda. It's something extra that he doesn't want. He doesn't have a need for. He wants it to be taken away. But this that Haman is doyma to a bal habar. Bal HaBor needs the dirt, and he wants the dirt. What need does Haman have for the Eden? He doesn't seem to have a very big interest and need for the Eden. What's shot this muscle that Haman is like the Bal HaCharitz that has a big need for it? And he saw the pshat in the Gemara, Pasha pshat after him is like this. Haman Taka wants the Eden, and he has a very big need and demand for the Eden. And the reason why he wants them, because he wants to exterminate them. He wants them because he wants to kill them. He feels he's doing his Tachlis HaChaim by killing the Eden. And his attitude is that the way he makes his Muhammad Hashem is by starting up with the Klal Yisrael. So he wants to get rid of them and he wants to kill them. Achashverosh has no big interest in killing them. If they would all be lost by some natural causes or some disease or some epidemic, Achashverosh is just as happy. He doesn't have a big interest in getting his hands dirty in the extermination process. Haman and all the Amalekim relish the extermination process. And this is the sharp distinction between the sinus Yisrael that Amalekim have, b'yachas to the sinus Yisrael that all the Umas have. All the Umas have sinus Yisrael. Misham b'yardu sin alayla. But the result of the sinner that Amalekim have is that they want to do the job. They want to get their hands dirty. This is what they're living for. And the chilik between Achashverosh and Haman, the way the Gemara is describing it, that the Baal Teil and Baal Chavitz is very similar to the difference between Roosevelt and Yimach Shemoy from Germany. Roosevelt is very pleased that it's going on, but he's not interested in going on his turf, and he's not interested in getting his hands bloody. He'll do nothing to stop it, and he'll ignore every plea to bomb the roads, bomb the railroads, but he doesn't want to do it himself. Yimach Shemoy wants to do it, and Yimach Shemoy writes in his book that it would be G'day to create the Jew just to be able to destroy him. This is their attitude, and this is the Harech HaDvarim Magim, their sinner, and because the fight is with Rabbi Hashem, and they have no other way of fighting with Rabbi Hashem, only by this that they chap a Klal Yisrael. This is like the famous mashal that a Baal Bayis gets a hold of a cat to get rid of the mice. So side the Baal Bayis and side the cat don't want to be any mice. They want to rid themselves of the mice. But the Baal Bayis is happy if there are no mice there to get rid of. The cat is only happy if there are mice there that he could get rid of them. Haman is like that cat. That is the b'chin of it. Rabbi Shmuel Klein told me to the Reid of the Gra on the Zer State that there's a oyev and a seine, and the pasuk makes the point by Yasu b'oyevim k'ratzaynam b'seineim k'ratzaynam. And the Goyin says the oyev is the one who wants to do it, and the seine is the one who's happy that it's happening. That could be his very shach to this inyan, you know, the balachitz and the balateil. But the Chiddush Rabbeis that we have to know is that it's very talking that Behepech and the Tzana Kedusha, we also have the same attitude to Amalekim like they have to us. If we would hear that they all were wiped out in corona disease, we would be disappointed. Because just like they're using us to fight the Rajan, we want to use them to be Mashlim, the Kisi Hashem, and the Shem Hashem. We want to We want to establish the Malchus HaBayri. And the way we establish it is by ridding the world and fighting and exterminating the Amalekim. So if we would hear that it just happened of natural causes that they all were eliminated, it would be a disappointment for us. This same thing we have in the Tzadik Dusha Mamash, that we want to be the ones that rid them, because that is our way of establishing the Kisi Hashem and the Shem Hashem Bishlamus.